day we started. It's working. Nothing's moving over there, though. Oh, now it's moving. Okay. Okay, we are Tess. Today's daf is daf Tess. So if you remember yesterday, we started with a the bottom of Chesem Abayz. That's where we're up to. Let's read that again. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we got back to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, which said that you could recreate Shema all night. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha, about 10 lines up, where the two dots are. Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you could say Kriyat Shema all night, Meikra Adin. And that's what we paskin. Tanya, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara now brings two statements of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They don't, Dafka, disagree with each other. They could go together. But both of them are Chidushim. Pa'amim she'adam kot rekriyat shema shtei pa'amim balayla, achas kodem she'al amor ha-shachar, v'achas l'achar she'al amor ha-shachar, v'yotzei b'hen yidei chavaso, achas shel yom v'achas shel layla. A person can say kriyat shema two times at night, once before dawn, once after dawn, and v'yotzei his chiyuv of kriyat shema, one the daytime chiyuv of kriyat shema, one the nighttime chiyuv of kriyat shema. So Gemara says, one second, ha'gufa kasha. Amart pa'amim she'adam kot rekriyat shema shtei pa'amim. The first line of the Braisa said that a person could say Kriya Shema two times at night. Al Malach Hashem Al Murashachar Lailahu. That's possible. You say two times at night. So you're saying after dawn when you see Kriya Shema, you're calling that still nighttime. But other tardi Yosi Vayni Yechavaso Achashiyam Achashal Laila. But then you say you're being Yosi or Kriya Shema of daytime after Kriya Shema. So Al Miyamamahu. So what is that time period after dawn before Hanesachama? Is that night or is that day? So my answer is lo. La'olam lailahu. Really, it's nighttime. V'hadzakari la'yom. V'hika inchi t'kaimi v'hishaita. Some people wake up at that time. So really, it is called uvakumecha, even though it's nighttime. Objectively, it's nighttime. But because this man for Kriya Shema of the morning is uvakumecha, it doesn't say you have to say it in the morning. It says you have to say it uvakumecha. So that's why, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's his chiddush. In the first line, you can be Yotzei with Kriya Shema in the morning after dawn, even before Hanesachama. Amar Bacha Baruch Hanina, Arbi Pshuv Ben Levi, Halacha Kriya Shema Yochai. Right, so therefore, that's what we paskin. You can say Kriya Shema at night, normally, and that's your Yotzei, your Kriya Shema at nighttime. And then right now, let's say somebody could daven right now, let's say they have to go to work. So they daven right now and say Kriya Shema. It's not, I don't know when Hanesachama is these days, but it's probably before Nates right now. So you can say Kriya Shema right now, and you can be Yotzei, even though it's nighttime right now, says the Gemara. It's called Laila, but it's called Uvakumecha. Look, we got up. Right, so that's why, that's the first day of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the cutoff point is Amor HaShachar, between the times of being Yotzei Kriya Shema. And then the Gemara quotes, Ika demasri lo lahadr, v'acha barchanina aha. This similar Maimra quoted Rav Shimon Bar Yochai the following, the Tanya. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, four lines from the bottom. Mishim Rabbi Akiva. Pa'amim sh'adam kori Kriya Shema shtei pa'amim bayom. There are two times that a person can say Kriya Shema twice by daytime. Achas kodem ha'neisachama v'achas achar ha'neisachama v'yotzei bein nechavaso. A person can say it twice. Remember the first time we said it was once before dawn, once after dawn. So now we switched it. Now, a person can say Kriya Shema twice, once before sunrise and once after sunrise. Achas shayom v'achas shalayla. And it can be yotzei the nighttime Kriya Shema after dawn and before sunrise, and the daytime Kriya Shema after sunrise. Let's say forgets to daven Ma'ariv the night before, or he comes back later, whatever it is, and he forgets to daven, and all of a sudden he wakes up in the morning before sunrise, but it's after dawn, and he says, I forgot to daven Ma'ariv. So says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you can say daven Ma'ariv right then. After dawn, before Netzachama. Achashayom v'achashalayla. So you could say it before Netzachama and Biyotzi Kriya Shema of nighttime, and after Netzachama, after sunrise, Biyotzi Kriya Shema of daytime. So Gemara's second to last line. Hagufakasha, 1 minute. Amarta pa'am, in the first line of the Mishnah, the Braisa said, pa'am shadam kori Kriya Shema, shtei pa'amim. The first line of the Braisa said, you're reading it two times during the day. So you're calling dawn to Netzachama, that time period, daytime, because you're saying you're reading it twice during the day. Then you say, you're telling me you could be Yotzei, your Kriya Shema of the nighttime, after dawn and before Netzachama? So then you're telling me it's nighttime. So top of Tess, I'm an aleph, top line. Lola, olam, yamamahu. No, really, it's daytime. At that time period, from dawn to dusk, from dawn till sunrise is daytime. V'haita koru lelelya. Alright, so why does it say that you can be yotzi your kriya shma of nighttime then? Tika inshi, deganu bahishaita. No, there are still people sleeping then. Right, only some people get up for daf yomi, but some people are still sleeping then. So therefore, because some people are still sleeping, it's still called b'shachbacha. It's obviously not called tchilas shchiva. Remember Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? He holds b'shachbacha means tchilas shchiva. So according to him, you're not going to be able to daven ma'ariv now. But according to what? According to this Rav Shurim Bayachai, and according to the, we paskin this way also. If a person wakes up in the morning before sunrise, and he remembers he didn't daven Ma'ariv the night before, he could daven Ma'ariv, he could say Kriya Shema right then, and it could be Yotze, his Kriya Shema of Arvis, of Ma'ariv. And then after Neis Lachama, he could daven Shachris, and be Yotze. Just Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Hanina, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha Kriv Shimon, B'Shamar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we paskin like both of these maimers. The poskim just point out that you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say Shema after dawn to be Yotzi your Kriya Shema of the nighttime, and before sunrise to be Yotzi your Kriya Shema of the morning, of the daytime. You can't put these two together. Separately you're allowed to, similar to the Tarta Tassasvi issue. If you want to daven Ma'ariv after Plag, before Shkia, you can't daven, you have to daven Mincha, then you can't daven Ma'ariv then, so you can't daven in the same time period. But separately we hold like both of these maimers. Okay, I'll say something about them in a minute. Let's just finish a little bit more first. Umr of Zera, Uvilvaja Yomar Lo Yomar Hashkivenu. But if you're saying it at this time period, you can't say Hashkivenu. Because Hashkivenu, what do you say? Hashkivenu, please help me, help Am Yisrael do B'Shachbacha properly. That sounds like it's the beginning of the time. If everybody's starting to get up, you can't say Hashkivenu. So you can say Kriya Shema, but you can't say Hashkivenu. So what is this line going on? You can't say Hashkivenu now. So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says this is going back on the first opinion, which says that you could be Yotze Kriya Shema of nighttime right before dawn. So Rashi says if it's right before dawn, you know, so that's you can't say Hashkivenu then. Hashkivenu at the beginning of the night you say it, but right before dawn to be Yotze your Kriya Shema of nighttime, so that you can't say Hashkivenu for. Tosfos Ubilvat says, no, that's not such a chiddush. That's nighttime. Before dawn is still nighttime. You can say Hashkivenu then. Tosfos says, no, it must be talking about the second chiddush. That if you could be Yotze your Kriya Shema of nighttime after dawn, before Nates, and you want to say Shema then, so then you can't say Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, please put us down L'Shalom, so that, says Tosfos, that's going on the second day, which is the one after dawn, before Neis Lachama. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Just one other machlokas that's discussed in the Rishonim here. There's the Ritz Gaius, Rabbi Yitzchak Gaius, so that's one of the early Rishonim quoted in the Rush here. He said that when the Gemara said, don't say Hashkivenu, that just means leave out the first line of Hashkivenu. Doesn't mean the whole paragraph. It says Hashkivenu, so that you can't say. Don't, Hashem. But start with the second line. Save us. That's appropriate anytime. So they say, just say, leave out Hashkivenu, but most Rishonim say, it means leave out the whole paragraph. The Rush, and argues on the Rizkeis, just leave out the whole paragraph. Okay, two machloksim. Does it mean that leaving out the first line, or leaving out the whole paragraph? And number two, is it going on the first opinion, or the second opinion in the Gemara? Rashi says the first, Tosfos says the second. Okay, a few more lines. Fifth line, last word. Ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Ha de Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina ab Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's what we just said. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that you're allowed to say Kriyash, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Yechai, that you're allowed to say Kriyashma so late, the night that Kriyashma you could say even after dawn. Lav b'feirish itmar. They didn't hear Yeshua ben Levi say that explicitly. The Gemara says this various times. When the Gemara says halacha like this, we didn't know. He never gave a shear and said that beferish. Ela mechlala itmar. The mashmaus of his words, we implicitly got it out of his words. How? Which story? This pair of rabbis, that got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Also, the Kavod Yeshua ben Levi, they got drunk and then they came in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, the father of the chassan, Amar. They said, "Oh, it's Rashi's place." They got back very late. They were out at the wedding. They were out at the wedding all night, and they cut to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was ready in the morning. It was ready after dawn, before Hanei Tzachama. They said, "Oh, we were partying at the wedding all night. What should we do?" So Amar, he said, Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismoch alav b'shas hatzchak. You know what? Reb Shimon yachal, you can rely on him b'shas hatzchak. And therefore, this is a shas hatzchak. You got back so late. So therefore, you could say Kriya Shema now. So we've learned from that Gemara that... What did we learn from that Gemara? From the fact that he says you might as well rely on him b'shas hatzchak in this extreme circumstance. Therefore, we learn from there halacha k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because he says kedai to rely on him in a b'dieved situation. That's how we learn that the really maker hadin, the halacha, is like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and therefore he allowed them to say Kriya Shema then after dawn before Eitz Hachama. There's 2 points on this line. The Achronim point out that many times, but a number of times throughout the Shulchan Aruch, you find where it says, you should do this, but if it's Hefsin Meruba, then this is Mutter. Oh, you should do this, but B'Shach HaTzchak, this is Mutter. Oh, if you're having a lot of guests, then this is Mutter. It's really not allowed to do this, but... So what are these all that terim? If it's Asr, it's Asr. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. What do you mean? If Makam this, and Makam Arfim, and it's freezing in the shul, and it's boiling in the shul, and it's all these stuff, what does that mean? If it's Asr, it's Asr. So what do you mean? Why should the standards change? So they quote, I don't know if they quote from this Gemara, but they quote from this principle. From our Gemara, you see that when the Gemara says, Kedai to rely on B'Shas HaTzchak, and Rav Shechter likes to quote this, that means that really the halacha is that way. Me'ikar HaDin, we paskin like the Mekel Shita. But in general, l'chadchila, we try to be machmir for the covet of the Rishonim, the covet of the other Shita. Which, that's a chumrah. But me'ikar hadin, we paskim like the Mekel Shita. That's what we say, Malcolm Arfim, or Hefsa, you can lose a lot of money, so you had to do this, because me'ikar hadin, we paskim that way. But l'chadchila, we try to be machmir. That's gufo, that's what our Gemara says. Kedai l'b'shas hatzchak, and we learn from there that halacha is like Rishon Rabbi Yochai. That's gufo, what our Gemara says. So that's an important principle that we learned from this Gemara. That whatever we say, b'makam tzarech gadol, b'makam hefsin mamon, b'makam this, therefore you're allowed to rely on it. That's not saying therefore you can go against halacha. Chas v'shalom. It means the maker, then we paskin that way, but l'chadchil in general, we try to be machbir.
So we now have 4 shittas.
We now have 4 shittas. That leads me into my next question. Right, according to this, you can say it's Kriya Shema at night, all the way until Neitz Hachama, all the way until sunrise. So ask the Rush, what's the question? Ask the Rush, in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Gamliel's children came back, what did he say to them? He said, don't worry, if a Amud HaShachar didn't come yet, you can still read. What do you mean? They can have even after Amud HaShachar. They can have until sunrise. What is he selling at them? Oh, it's not dawn yet. What do you mean? He should have said if it's not sunrise yet. You know, just like, you know, what's the difference between this story where the rabbis came back from the party and the story that they came back from the party in the Mishnah? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tefillah said there's a difference. In the Mishnah it was Stava party. It was based on Mishnah. Here it says Hilula, the Brei of Yeshua ben Levi. Right? It was a wedding. It was a Dvar Mitzvah. You only have this heter if it was an ones b'dvar mitzvah. If there was a good reason that you didn't say Kriya Shema earlier. It's time that you were doing something else, and then I didn't say Kriya Shema yet. You can't use this heter. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel told his children Amud HaShachar that they weren't being osik b'dvar mitzvah, so then Amud HaShachar is the ending time. But in this story, Hilula Debrei, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that's when the Beis Yosef says they had more time because they were being osik in the dvar mitzvah.
Okay. It
depends if you were nenes b'dvar mitzvah.
But
in certain cases of ones, you know, maybe you wouldn't apply the principle. That's not a shas hatzchak. If you brought yourself into a situation of shas hatzchak, then maybe you wouldn't say kedai lismok b'shas hatzchak unless you know, we might be more machmir on you because it was your fault. Even though maker adin, you might have longer time.
So maker adin really is
longer. In a chinami. According to what we just said. Okay, Vaitiv. 2 dots. Maisa Shabo Banav. So, the children came back. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that story. The children come back, and their father says, what do you mean? You can still say Kriya Shema. Don't worry. So, Gemara says, Vat Hashtal Oshami Lu Hadar Begamlio. They never heard their father talk about this sugi before. They must have learned with their father. So what do you mean? Their father says, don't worry. What do you mean, don't worry? They should have Rabbi Gamliel. They must have known his shita. So Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amrilei. No, this is the discussion that was happening then. Rabbanan pligi yilavach? Hey, Dad, do the Rabbanan argue with you? The yachid v'rabim halacha karabim? And if the Rabbanan argue with you, we have to go like them. Haraya, that if the tzibur argues with your father, you still go like the tzibur. You don't go like your father. That's what it says in the Gemara. Do the Rabbanan argue with you, and therefore would have to go like them? It's not the Minhag Olam. Generally, the Minhag Olam is if your father is a Rosh Yeshiva and he does something, you do it too. But the Gemara seems to say that Yachad Rab Malacha Karabim overrides going like your father. O Dilma, Rabbanan Kavasech Sfir Lahu. Or Dad, Abba, do the Rabbanan agree with you fundamentally? Meaning they knew that Rabbi Gamliel said all night, but they just didn't know what the Rabbanan held. So he answered that, Amru Lahu, Rabbanan Kavasi Sfir Lahu. Really, like he said in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan, the Ikara didn't hold like me, that you could say it all night. The Chayavaratem, and therefore you're Chayav to say it. And therefore the only reason they said until Chatzos to be machir min avir. That was the discussion. They knew what their father Gamliel held, but they were just wondering if the Rabbanan argue on him, and his answer was, no, they do not argue on him. Okay. Velo zubava, next line of the Mishnah. To help us understand the next piece of Gemara for a minute, just turn back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Bezim and Aleph.
They argue on him?
Do they, the Rabbanan argue on him? That's what we mentioned the first day. It could be. It could be that they argue on him, but they wouldn't allow it. If you look back to the Mishnah, what was the conversation that took place? I know in the arts we have turned back about 30 pages. I'm just saying, Baruch Hashem, it just takes a little longer. If you look back at the story in the middle of the Mishnah, so Maisu Banam Mibesa Mishnah, Amr Lo Karinu Ashma. So they said, we didn't say Shema. So what did he answer them? Amr Lohem, Imo Allah Amor HaShachar Chayev Matin Likros. No, if it wasn't Amor HaShachar yet, you still have to say. And then what's the next line? And not only this, but everywhere where they said until Chatzos, you have to say Tovar HaShachar. There's a line missing. He says, you can say it until Rabban HaShachar. And not only here until the Rabbanim say it until Chatzos. What do you mean? He didn't say they said it until Chatzos. He says, you can say it until Rabban HaShachar. There should be another line. And the Rabbanim also say it until Chatzos, and they didn't really mean it. And everywhere they say it until Chatzos. But the Mishnah is missing that line. It just says, say it until Rabban HaShachar, and not only here. It should be, do the rabbi say until Chatzos. It's missing those few words. So the Gemara just adds those words in. The Gemara asks, V'lo zu b'vad amru, back to where we are. Rabbi Gamliel, mi ka'amar ad Chatzos, diktani v'lo zu b'vad. Rabbi Gamliel never mentioned ad Chatzos. He never said, and the rabbi say until Chatzos. But that's only la'archik. He never said that. So the Gemara just says, add those in. Amru hachi ka'amar luhu, Rabbi Gamliel b'nei. This is what the Rabbi Gamliel said. He said, you could say it all night, but then he added, like Siri Mechsera, added these words. Afilu Rabbanan de Ka'amri Ad Chatzos, even the Rabbanan who in the Mishnah say until Chatzos, mitzvah sa'ashi ala mura shachar. V'hai de Ka'amri Ad Chatzos, ki yela harfu gadda min ha'veira. So if you add that whole line in, then the Mishnah flows. Because then you add in the line, not only here do they say until Chatzos, or even further, you could say, even the other cases, you say until Chatzos, that's only k'dela harfu gadda min ha'veira. Okay, so that just adds in the lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, get into some exciting stuff. Hector Chalav and Vevarim, everything's exciting. Baruch Hashem. Five lines up from where they get wide. The Elu, so the Gemara says, so Rabbi Gamliel and the Mishnah had a discussion of all these things that are until Chatzos, really, the mitzvah is really all night, it's just a gzera. So what were the things listed in the Mishnah? Kriyashma. What else? Hector Chalav and Vevarim, the burning of the fats in the limbs of regular karbanos, and anything that's eaten day and night. Let's say you shech the carbon chatas, any kachi kachim. You could eat that day and that night. So really, you could eat it the whole night, but they say until chatzos, because to prevent somebody from doing it avera. L'chora, if you assume that that halacha is going on all three of them. So this says the Gemara, v'ilu achilas psachim lo ktani. The Mishnah does not mention eating carbon pesach, which makes it sound like Karbon Pesach is not subject to this halacha. Karbon Pesach, if we have a source that says Karbon Pesach is only until midnight, it must be that it's till midnight may ikar hadin. Because if it was all night, it just midnight as there, it should be listed in the Mishnah. So from our Mishnah is mashma, that if we have a source out there that says Karbon Pesach is only till midnight, it must be midnight is the deadline. So we say Baramini, we have a kasha on that. Kriyashma Arvis. We have a brisa that says Kriyashma Arvis v'hala b'leili psachim v'achilas pesach mitzvah shi'ala b'rashachar. We have a brisa that says you can eat karbon pesach all night. But our Mishnah says if it's all night, there are a bunch of medic zera, so it must be that's only until chatzos karbon pesach, right? We go crazy to eat the afikomen by chatzos, which we'll get to in a minute. But it sounds so. Our Mishnah is mashma implicitly that you can only eat the karbon pesach until chatzos. But we have another brisa that says you can eat it all night. So the Gemara answer is easy. Amar Rav Yosef Lokasha. This is a well-known machlokas tanan. Hadra was ben Azariah ha Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokas. The Tanya that says in the brisa of Yachlas Abasa Balala Hazeh, you shall eat the meat of the karbon pesach that night. What does that mean? It says in this pasuk, this night, and it says later on, that I passed through Mitzrayim at Makas Bechoros at Balayla Hazeh. Same words. Zeir Shav. Malahalon at Chatzos. Just like Makas Bechoros was done at Chatzos, or until Chatzos, the Gemara is assuming. Avkan at Chatzos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita is that Karban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos. Period. And you have to finish it by then. Me'ikar Hadin. And that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it, because our Mishnah is like Elazar ben Azariah, who says that's the time. Period. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. But it's trying to connect this one because it's the same word. That's the Gzeir Shava. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? But it says you have to eat the Karban Pesach b'chipazon when you're rushing. When were the Bnei Yisrael rushing? They weren't rushing at night. Achas chipazon. Therefore, you really have the whole until the morning to eat the Karban Pesach. So why does it say balayla according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's teaching me something else. You might have thought that you could eat this Karban Pesach the whole day also, the next day. Because all of Kachay Kalim, two categories of Karbanas, let's say next week, Parshas Vayikra, Kachay Kachim and Kachay Kalim, one of the big differences between them is how long you have to eat them. Anybody who says Ezel Makoman in the morning, it's before Ezel Makoman. Right? So Kachay Kachim, you have that day, let's say it's Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night, boom. That's it, Kachay Kachim. Kachay Kalim, you have day, night, day. Let's say you shechted Tuesday, you could eat it Wednesday until Shkia. Day, night, day. So says Rabbi Akiva, by all other Kachay Kalim, you can eat it the next day. Karban Pesach, you can't. That's what the pasuk is telling me, Balayla. Not that you have to finish at Chatzos, but that you just can't eat it the next day. That's what makes it different. So that's what he says, Yochai Nechel Kachay Bayom, Tabalor Balayla, only at night. Balayla Hu Nechel Balo Bayom, and not at, by day. So therefore you see it's a Machlokas Tanan. So we're going to talk a little bit about this Machlokas Tanam. Abish Balor Elazar ben Azariah, this like Gzeir Shavah, it's Rochel Bechtav Lehazeh. I understand the Gzeir Shavah according to Elazar ben Azariah. He needs to compare the Psukim in order to learn the fact that it's only until Chatzos. El Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh, my Avid Lei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the word Hazeh? The assumption is that they both had a Misora of the Gzeir Shavah from their Rebbes. And they both would use it for something. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So what does Rabbi Akiva use that word for? Lim'ute laila acher hu da'asa. No, the Rabbi Akiva is teaching me that you can't eat the Pesach the following night. The following night? So what do that mean? Sa'at gadai b'chamina, what would have been my havamina? Ho'olu Pesach kachim kalim. Ushlavim kachim kalim. If Karban Pesach is in the category of kachim kalim, so exactly what we just said. Ma shlamim ne'echolon l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Just like a Karban shlamim of kachim kalim could be eaten day, night, day. So Pesach, maybe, also has three time periods. The first time period, though, is night. So maybe you have, by Karban Pesach, night, day, night. Pesach ne'achal shtei lailos b'makom beis yamim. So compare the Karban Pesach to the Shlamim. Just like Shlamim has three time periods, so too Pesach has three time periods. V'hei ne'achal beis lailos v'yom echad. And you should be able to eat it two nights with the day in the middle. Rashi here points out maybe you wouldn't really be able to eat it with the day in the middle, but at least, because it's daytime, Karban Pesach has to eat at night, but at least the two night times you should be able to eat it. Kamash malon, balayla, says Rabbi Kiva, that's what the Zeh is teaching me. Balayla hazeh, this night, not only at night, but only this night. Balayla hazeh unechal, veino nechal balayla acher. Only this night and not other nights. What?
But it's still
Kachem Kalim. Yes, we Kapazin. Women are allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Women can't eat Kachem Kalim. Yisrael is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Right? Yisrael can't eat, there's no Kachem, only Kachem Kachem is only Zichrei Kahuna. So it is Kachem Kalim. Karban Tod also is a different Kachem Kalim. So that's not for now. Elazar ben Azariah, so what does he do? Where does he learn that you can't eat it the following night, let's say, until Chatzos? Milos Asiru at Boker Nafka, because you can't leave it out until the morning. So that shows you that you can't go past this night. But he even says you can't even go past Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva, how do you know, what do you do with that pasuk? Imi Ahasam, with just that pasuk up until morning, Hava Amina, my Boker Boker Sheni. It means the second morning, not the first morning. Rabbi Elazar, Amalacha, call Boker, Boker Rishon Hu. Oh, finishing up, Rabbi Elazar says, no, Boker means the first morning, not the second morning. Period. So, just to summarize, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. When can you eat the current Pesach until? And we had a lot of different drushes had to learn it out. Rabbi Akiva says all night, and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says until Chatzos. The Rosh, and we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, who do we paskin like? We don't know. It's called the Sveika Dadina. We don't know who to paskin like, and therefore we're machmir, like both Shitos. That's why we have to rush to finish by Chatzos, because we're machmir like Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. That's why we have to finish the Afikoman by Chatzos. There's a very interesting Avni Nezer, well-known Avni Nezer, that's talked about on for the Hatzalah members. It's Avni Nezer. Well, what happens if somebody gets a Hatzalah call, or goes out, and they come back 5 minutes before Chatzos? All right, what do you do? Well, you skip the rest of the Haggadah? If you have Afikoman by Chatzos, so what do you do? And you didn't eat your meal yet. You don't want to starve. So what do you do? So the Avni Nezer says, oh, no problem. The halacha is like either Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Akiva. And the halacha is you have to have tam matzah b'fiv. The matzah has to be in your mouth at the end of the zman. So the Avni Nezer says you make a tznai, you make a condition. Right before Chatzos, you say you're about to do the mitzvah of matzah. So you say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only until Chatzos, so this is my afikomen. I'm not going to eat anything for the next 5 minutes until Chatzos. And then the zman's over according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Say after Chatzos, I can eat whatever I want. I can eat my meal. And according to Rabbi Akiva, I'll eat another matzah after my meal. So be man of shacham covered. That's the tznai of the Avnei Nezer. Somebody gets back and is... then you're stuck. Then you miss it. At least you miss Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat afterwards. So can you do like maybe...
It's no sir. According to Halakha L'maisa, yes. Halakha L'maisa, yes. Because we were machlers. Take a dina. You put him out in the ambulance. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Not everybody agrees with this tonight, so that's why. Hatzal's machmer against the Avnei Nezer.
From Pesach is different in the sense that on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it.
Correct, you're not allowed to eat it.
Wait till night.
Correct. That's why the Havimina was night, day, night.
Right, but no one
mentions
that.
Right, yeah. Inachinami. There's a lot of differences. You have to burn it, you know how to break its bone. You have to roast it, you know how to break its bone. There's a lot of differences.
So there's no Indian to add that the taste of matzah should last in your mouth even after the time.
That's some of the Achronim arguing that Avnei Nezer, but the Avnei Nezer assumes it's only until the end of the Zman, respectively. Okay, weiter. The Hani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. There's a parallel Machogos Tanon. The Tanyu Shom Tizbach as a Pesach Be'erev, Kibo Hashemesh Bo Itzeskum Mitzrayim. We have a pasuk that says three time periods. The current Pesach, Ba'erev, at night, number one, Kavo HaShemesh, when the sun comes, Moed Yisrael Mitzrayim, at the time that you go out of Mitzrayim. Three different time periods. So the Tanoim Darshan, what happens at those three time periods? Rabbazar Omer, Ba'erev Atoz Oveyach, at night you shecht, right, that's in the afternoon, Ba'erev means the afternoon you shecht, that's the time to shecht the current Pesach, Ukavo HaShemesh Ato Ochel, and after the sun sets you eat, Umoed Yisrael Mitzrayim Ato Soreth, and in the morning that you burn. But it doesn't say the whole night you're allowed to eat. It just says, Kavo HaShemesh, you eat. So the assumption is, that's only until Chatzos, that's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Pa'erev atazoveach, you shecht in the afternoon. Kavo HaShemesh ato ochel. And you eat after the sun sets. V'yad masay ato ochel, until when you could eat, can you eat? Ochel v'holech an moit tezchem Mitzrayim. All the way until you ran out of Mitzrayim, which was the next morning. So it's a parallel, machlokas tanoim, between whether you could eat it until Chatzos or until the morning. Amar Rabbi Abba, hakol modim, everybody agrees. Kishen nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, lo nigalu el ba'erev. The geula happened at night. Shenemar hotziach Hashem Mitzrayim laila. Hashem took you out at night. What does that mean? Rashi says, geula here means the reshus to go out. Already when Makas Bachoris, the Mitzrayim were saying, get out. Geula is when we have the reshus. We don't even need the geula. When we have the reshus to go out, that's already considered the geula. So that's at night. Everybody agrees the geula was at night. But they actually didn't go out until the day. Right on the next morning. So what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Al shaschi pazon. It says they have to say Kriya Shema when you're rushed. Who's rushing? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Savar my chipazon chipazon to Mitzrayim. The Egyptians were rushing you. Get out. That's at night. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita. Rabbi Akiva Savar my chipazon chipazon to Yisrael. No one but Yisrael were rushing. That was the next morning when they had to go out. Tani na mihachi. Let's finish up. Hosiach Hashem in Mitzrayim loyla. Hashem took you out at night. Chiba loyla yatsu v'halol loyasu yala bayom. What do you mean? The different brothers said they went out by day. Shnemar mimachras haPesach. Yotzu bnei Yisrael biyad Rama. So el malami sheschilu lehem gula miveerev. It started at night. Remember from a few days ago, Davdala Mabez, we had a machlokas whether this tefilas art whether you need smichas gula with tefila at night or not. So the first opinion says yes because the gula started at night. And then the main gula was by day, right? Like it says here, it started at night. The other opinion says, no, the ikar gula was by the morning, so that's why you you don't say it. We discussed, I think a year or two ago, that a meseches smachos, I'm not going to read it inside, but there's a bunch, after Avodah Zarah and Harios, there's a bunch of 20 little mesechtes, not in Daf Yomi. Avos de Rabbi Nasan, Smachos, Evo Rabasi, Kala Rabasi. So Meseches Smachos, which is all about Hilchas Avelos, starts off with this kasha. One pasuk says the Gula Tzias Mitzrayim was at night. One pasuk says the Tzias Mitzrayim was in the morning. So what happened? So it says, really, Kadosh Baruch Hu did Makas Bechoris at night, but they were all Gosesim. They were all like on their deathbed all the way until the morning. And the morning, boom, they died, and then they went out of Mitzrayim. So the Mepharshim point out, why? What is that doing at the beginning of Meseches Smachos? What does that have to do with all of Hilchos Avelos? So, the answer is that the first halacha of Meseches Machos is HaGoseis HaRehu K'chai L'chol Dvarav. A Goseis, somebody who's about to die, is considered a Chai. You're not allowed to touch him, you're not allowed to move him, you're not allowed to do anything. If you take out the plug, you're murdering him. So, the Mepharshim say it's a lead into that. Why? So this just for 1 minute. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we mentioned at Ashal Shudos a couple of years ago. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one of the Minim was talking to one of the Amoraim and say, your God is a Kohen, right? V'yikhuli Truma. So how could he have buried Moshe Rabbeinu? That was the question. So the Gemara answers, Meis Mitzvah, he's allowed to be, therefore, right, what does he say? So the Gemara answers, I'll read it to you. He says, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, B'mai Toval, what was he Toval in? And if you say, B'mai Yema, it says Hashem always goes in Eish. So it gives an example. He was Toval even Be'ish, whatever. So Tosfos there asks, but how could he have been burying himself in the first place? How could he bury himself in the first place? How could he be Matami himself if he was a Kohen? Right, so Tosfos said, the answer is, it's a Meis Mitzvah. So he was allowed to be Matami himself, like a Kohen's allowed to be Matami himself. So, the question though is, how could Hashem could have killed the Mitzrayim? You know, that's not a Meis Mitzvah, he was Matami then. So it says, the mincha at the bottom of this, Nachlas Yaakov says, that's why they were ghosting all the way until the morning. Because they didn't die all the way until the morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, or you want to say it's the Malach HaMashchus, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there at night and he was killing them, so they didn't die all the way until the morning. They weren't considered dead until the morning. And that's goof at the beginning of Maseches Machos. HaGoseis HaRuikachai L'chol Dvarav. To prove that a ghost is considered alive, that's why it starts off with this little brice on top, which seemingly has nothing to do with the beginning of Maseches Machos. But it's not to answer that question, it goes, it's a lead-in right into HaGoseis HaRuikachai L'chol Dvarav, but it starts off with the same stira. Were they nigal at night or were they nigal by day?
It's Tumas face by night.
What? There's a nigia, not Tumas Ohel, but I think there's nigia by a guy. But with the rice, I don't think it passes Tumas Ohel. Right, Kohen, I'm going to medical school. That's where it comes up. Daber no bazne ha'am, 3 lines from the bottom. We're darshening more psukim about Yisias Mitzrayim. Ami debei Rabbi Yanai, ein no elashim bakasha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael, please gather silver and gold when they go out of Mitzrayim. Amar leKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, bevakasha mimcha, lech v'amar lahem Yisrael, bevakasha michem, shalu miyisoyim klei chesed v'klei zav. Please go and take gold and silver out of Mitzrayim. Please. Shelo yomar, oso tzadik, so that Avram Avinu doesn't say, v'avadim v'inu osam kiyim bahem, the servitude you are mekayim, v'achrechein yitzir b'chush gadol okiyim bahem. So Hashem says, I'm worried, Avram Avinu is going to have tainus on me, he's going to be brugus, because they went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have the money that I promised. So tell Bnei Israel, please have them take money out. Hashem has to be beg. What do you mean? Why does Hashem have to beg? Or if somebody says, oh yeah, there's $1 million chuck over there, please go get it. What do you mean please? You don't have to say please. I'll get it anyway. So what's Hashem saying please for? Please go get the money. No. So it says, Amro, Moshe Rabbeinu says, or Bnei Yisrael answer, V'levai sh'neitze bi'atzmeinu. We don't care about the money, just take us out. Mashal la'adam. What's the metaphor? La'adam shayachavish b'beis ha'asurim. Right? Somebody's stuck in jail. V'ha'orim lo, b'nei adam, motzinos chalamachar b'beis ha'asurim. V'nos l'cham mamon harbe. You know what? Tomorrow you're going to get out of jail, we're going to make you a parade. We're going to make you a parade. We're going to give you tons of money. So what does the person in jail say? You know what? Forget the parade. Just get me out today. I can't think about riches. Just get me out. Amisrael, we're saying, we don't care about the money. Just get us out. So that's why Hashem Yisbarach had to say, you know, please, b'vakasha, please take it. Because Avram's going to have tainas on me. Okay? Avram, if you're not having tainas, not for now. Okay, Vayashilum, right, Avram Avinu, Avram Oavi, he's going to have tithes against Hashem. Okay, Vayashilum, what does that mean? And they borrowed. Amar Abiyami, Malabi Shish, Ilum Balkarcham, that they borrowed forcibly. And it wasn't like asking borrowing. So by force of who? Some say it was the Mitzrayim didn't want to give it, so you had to force them. The Ikat Amri Balkarcham de Yisrael. Or Bnei Yisrael had to be forced because of what we just said. Madam Balkarcham de Mitzrayim, the one who says, where does he know that from, that the Mitzrayim had to be forced? Dechziv and Avis Bayis Techalik Shalal. It calls it spoils. Spoils are always taken forcibly. It's called shalal, it's not called a matana. So if it's spoiled, it's being forced. Mant amar bal karkam the Yisrael mishum masui. Another reason, they had a schlep. We're going into the desert. We have our family. We have all the paraphernalia from the kids. We have the car seats. We have the this. We have the that. We can't take it. Hashem, you're going to give us lechora, you're going to give us food and water. We can't schlep all this stuff. What are we going to do with gold in the desert? What are we going to do with gold in the desert? It's too schleppy. So that's why another reason why they had to be forced. They emptied out Mitzrayim. They made it like a net which didn't have any wheat, dagon, in it. They used to trap animals with putting a little bread in it. So the metaphor is a net without any bread. It was like the depths of the water where fish aren't in the depths of the water. It's only in the high part of the water. Okay, there's different symbolism for these mishalim, but we don't. We're not going to do it right now. Okay, to mishalim, what does it mean they emptied out Mitzrayim? Eka asher eka. Why did I say it like that? So I learned yesterday that I thought it was just a minhag. Some people this, some people that. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. It's in Reish Ayin Vav, which says there are seven shemos of Hashem. One of them is Eka Asher Eka, or an Eka Shlachani Aleichem. Therefore, instead of saying it without Eka, so it seems from that Shulchan Aruch. It's not even a Balaturim. It's a Shulchan Aruch, right? Balaturim. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that. The word Eyeh in general is not Shem Hashem. But if you say it in the context of this pasuk, Eka Asher Eka, Hashem says, I will be what I will be, so then it has the status of a Shem Hashem, and therefore we should say it like that. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, but now we darshim. What was he saying? I will be, and I will be. Leich Amar Lehem LeYisrael. Hashem tells to Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hayisi Imachem B'Shibud Zeh, I'm going to be, I was with them in this Shibud, in this servitude, V'Ani Imachem B'Shibud Malchias, and all the other Goliaths down the road, I'm also going to be with them. That's the double lashon of Eka Asher Eka. So I'm on the fun of, let's say somebody's in jail, and then he says, you know what, I'm going to get you out of jail, and you know what, next week when you go back into jail, I'm also be with you. So that Bnei Yisrael really want to hear that. Amar Lafan, Ribono Shel Olam, Dayelotzar B'Shaita. What are you telling them about future Tzaris? Just say you were with them. Wonderful. So that's why I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. Leichem Amar Lahem, Eke Shlachani Aleichem. Okay, leave out the other one. Don't be merames to future Goliaths. Aneini Hashem Aneini. We have this already. The Gemara quotes it again here. For various reasons. Amar Mival, Lamar Eliyahu Aneini, Beis Pamim. Why does Eliyahu say Aneini twice? Aneini Hashem Aneini. Malamid, right, Eliyahu is on Har HaKarmel, he's trying to disprove the Nevi'ah HaBaal, so he says, Malamid, Sh'amer Eliyahu Lefan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Aneini Shetered Eish Ben HaShemayim, Aneini that a fire should come down, V'tochal Kol Asher Ha'al Mizbeach, and eat everything on this soaking wet Mizbeach. A few days ago we described the event. The Aneini, Shetasiach Daitem Kadei Shelo Yomer Maisak Shafim Heim. And Aneini, that they have a Hesech Hadas, so they don't say it's Maisak Shafim. Shdemer Vatasi Boses Liba Machoronas. You should turn their hearts to the other way, therefore they don't say it's Maisak Shafim. So a few days ago we said, Aneini, you have to daven that they don't say it's Maisak Shafim, you have a fire from Shemayim. Like Mordechai said a couple of days ago, you know, because it's people are like that. They can see the biggest Yad Hashem and they can say, oh, it's nothing. But here there's a little different lashon in the Gemara. Earlier, when we had this on Daf Vav, the Vav and the Beis, we had this. The Gemara just said, Aneini, that they don't say Maisak Shafim. But here it says, Aneini, that they don't have a Hesach Hadas and say Maisak Shafim. What does that mean, have a Hesach Hadas? So I saw the Maritz Chai is bothered by this. What's the Hesach Hadas? He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva that says that sometime people could reach such a terrible, terrible level that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away their Bechira for Teshuva. It's only by a few individuals in history. Paro is one of them. What does it mean? He hardened his heart. So Rambam says he reached such a level that was part of his onesh, that he hardened his heart. So sometimes that happens. So the Maritz Chai says maybe what happened here is that these people were so off the derech, over the avodah zarah to the Baal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hardening their heart. So if somebody has their heart hardened, they never see, they would never recognize the Yad Hashem. So that's what it means. Eliyahu Navi is saying, let him have a Hesach Hadas from the Hikshas Libo. Let them have a Hesach Hadas from what their punishment is, Kadesh, so that they don't say Maisak Shafimi. That's the only way that he says it could fit in, but I think it fits into the words. They should have a Hesach Hadas from their Kshay k'shei libo, that Hashem's hardening his heart, so in that way they'll be able to see the Yad Hashem. Okay, that's the Maris Hayis on this Gemara. Okay, Mishnah. Second Mishnah in Shas. Me'emas I korin Ishma b'shachris. So, we spoke about Kriya Shema at night. So now, when is the Zman for reading Kriya Shema in the morning? Misha Yakir ben Tchelas Lavan. When you can tell the difference between blue and white. So whenever you can see that, so it's before sunrise, you can start saying Kriya Shema in the morning, that's the earliest time. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Tchelas Lakarsi. Between blue and Karsi. Karsi means something different every time it appears. Is it green? Is it bluish? Is it this? Look at Nida Tavchath. The Tanam there talk about Karsi as one of the colors of Amara, one of the Maras Tahorim, but Karsi means different things, so here it means something close to blue, meaning a little later time than between blue and white, between blue and green. That's what many Mepharshim say. V'gomra, and when's the last time you can say Kriya Shema? Ad HaNetzachama. Until Netzachama, that's the ending time. For his Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Okay, so many times, if that was Zman Kriya Shema, then we would never make it. Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Shaloshos. No, you have until the third hour. Shekein Derech Mayim Malachim Lama B'Shaloshos. You have until the third hour of the day. This is what we Paskin like. If you remember, we mentioned on Daf Gimel, based on the Tosvos there, that is it the third hour, how do you calculate? Dawn till dusk, or sunrise to sunset. That was Machlokes. We pass them like the Gra and the Lavush say from sunrise to sunset. That's why our Zman Kriya Shema is a little later. The Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avram go dawn till dusk. And that's why the Magen Avram's Zman Kriya Shema is always a little earlier. Because same third hour, but it's a question of calculations. What's your starting and ending time? Hakori mikan ve'eloch lo hifsid ka'adam hakori batorah. Somebody reads it after this time, he doesn't lose. The Gemara is going to talk about what does that mean, he doesn't lose. It's like somebody who's reading Torah. So does he gain anything? So that's something that we'll have to talk about. Mefarish b'Gemara, as Rashi would say. Okay, Gemara. Ma bein tchelas lavan. So what is this time period? What does it mean between blue and white? Ilema bein gvava de imra l'chibra l'gvava de imra tchelta. Is it between a patch of white wool to a patch of blue wool? Habalal yanai made the yadi. Sometimes even at night you can tell the difference between the two of them. Middle of the night. You have something blue here, something white here, so once your eyes get used to it, you can tell the difference between them. So that can't be the time of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Ela ben Tchela Sheba L'Lovin Sheba. Oh, it's a little different. Where you have one patch, one thing of white wool, and you have some blue streaks in it. So then, to tell the difference, that's a little harder. That you already need until the morning. Blue and the white together. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Other times, Poskim say this is probably all the same time, but it's just different ways to figure it out. Mishyakab bin Ze'ev L'Kelev. When you can tell a difference between a wolf and a dog, not when they're on top of you, but when they're a little distance away from you. Rabbi Kiva Omer bin Chamor La'arod. Two types of donkeys. V'acherim Omerim Mishayira Eschadeo Rachok Dalet Amos Yakirenu. From when you could recognize your friend Dalet Amos away. The post can say it's not somebody you love, it's not somebody you hate, it's a medium friend. Because your best friend you can recognize, I know his walk, I know his gait. And if you hate him, even if he's in front of you, you're not going to want to recognize him. So it's a medium friend, so your acquaintance. Acquaintance is a good word. Right, so when you can recognize an acquaintance, dalal amos away. Amar afuna halacha ka'acherim. Halacha is like acherim. And that's what Tosa says, by the way, in Acherim, Rogil Sheino Rogil, a medium friend. Amar Abaya, L'tfilin ka'acherim. Time for tefillin is like Acherim, Misha Yakir. It's called Misha Yakir, right? Like Acherim. L'kriyash maka vasikin, but Kriyash maka should be said at vasikin. Before we continue, what does tefillin have to do with Misha Yakir? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, earlier we had on Davav, why do we wear tefillin Sharosh? Kishem Hashem, Ra'u Kalami Ha'aretz. All the nations of the world will see. We have the story of the Gra, it's tefillin Shevirosh, can't forget that story, not Alarosh. So it says, when the nations see you, so you see, tefillin have to be seen. Baro kalami aretz. That's why it's from Misha Yakir. That's by tefillin. What about tzitzis? We say tzitzis also, re'isim oso. Right, tzitzis has a re'isim oso. So you see, by both of those mitzvahs, there's a lashon of re'iyah. That's why tefillin is ka'acherim. L'kriya shma ka'vasikin. But kriya shma, you should say, at vasikin, d'amar of Yochanan, vasikin ha'yugorim oso emanei tzachama. Vasikin. What's vasikin? Rashi says, anoshim anovim u'machavavim mitzvah. Humble people who love mitzvahs. That's what the word vasikin means. Vasikin are these types of people. Daven vasikin. You're davening to be a machabev ha-mitzvah. So Vasikin used to finish Kriya Shema at Neitzachama. Tani Nami Hachi, Vasikin HaYigomer Nasa Ima Neitzachama. They finished it with the Neitz, Kedei Sheyismach Ge'ulu L'Tvila, so that right away they could start Shemona Esrei and be Somek Ge'ulu L'Tvila, V'Nimsa Mispala Bayom. And therefore they'll say Kriya Shema by day. Amar of Zera, Maikra, what's the source for this halacha of davening b'Neitz? Yira'ucha Im Shemesh, you shall, will fear you with the sun. V'Lefnei Yareach Dor Dorim. Therefore you see, we'll fear you with the sun, we'll be saying Kriya Shema Shemona Esrei as the sun goes up. Hey, Rav Yossi ben El Yaakov Mishim, Kala Kadisa di Rishalayim, Kala Somik Ulo Tfila, in an Izo Kala Yom Kulo. Somebody who Somik Ulo Tfila. Kol Yisrael, it says Shemona Esrei, he doesn't get hurt all day. Which, by the way, the bottom Tosva says, what do you mean? We all are Somik Ulo Tfila. Right? So Tosva says, no, it means if you do Somik Ulo Tfila by Nates, by Vasikin. Those two together, then in Nizok Kol Yom Kulo. It's not just Stam Smichas Gula Tfila. So if you did that, you're not Nizok. Amar Reb Zeira Eini, is that true? V'hana Samchi, I did it this morning V'Isaki, and I got damaged. Right, I didn't have such a great day. Amar Le B'Mai Yistakis, what happened to you? You know, did you break your leg? Did you have Yisur and Jalava? So he says, no. The Amtis Asa Le B'Malka, you had to bring Hadassim to the king's house. No, they forced you to bring Hadassim to the king's house, and therefore you had to expend so much money to schlep it and to go and to bring it. Hasanami Mi Baruch Le Me'av Agra Le Me'chziyah B'Malka. That's not something bad. You should even pay money to go see the king. Why? Amar Reb Yochanan. Whenever you know a king of Malchi Yisrael, a Jewish king is coming through town, you should go run to see him. Not only Jewish kings, even non-Jewish kings. Question, Machlokas Haposkim, is the president included in this? But even a non-Jewish king, you should run to see. Why? Shem Yizkeh, because if you're Zochet, to see the future, Machlokas Rishonim, does this mean Olam Haba? Does this mean, no, Olam Hazeh, when we control the world? But in either way, in Yizkeh, if you're Zochet to see the future, Yavchid b'Malchi Yisrael Malchi Alkum, you'll realize what real power is and what real Gavlus is. You think, this is Gavlus. Take a look now. You'll see in the future what real Gavlus is. So therefore, he said to him, you are damaged. That's not a hezek, because you should pay to see the king. Okay. Amar le Rebbe Ila'a le'ula. Ki ailus lahasam. He says to Ula, when you go there, Shol b'shlama d'Rav Bruna achi. Go find out how my brother Rabbi Bruna is doing. B'mamet kol ha'chabura. In front of everybody. To Adam gadol hu. My brother Rabbi Bruna is a great man. V'sameach b'mitzvahs. He's so happy when he does a mitzvah. You know what? Zimna chad esamak ula tefila. One day he was esamak ula tefila. V'lopatak chucha mipubei kula yoma. He didn't stop smiling all day. He had such a great day because he was Shlomo Ge'ulah Tefillah. Rav Nevenzal writes in the biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says one time when he was younger, he was fooling around a little bit when he was a kid. So whatever it means that Rav Nevenzal was fooling around, if you ever met him, it's hard to be maven that idea. But let's say he said he was fooling around when he was a little kid. Rav Shlomo Zalman came over to him. He said, this is how Rav Shlomo Zalman used to give Musa. Rav Shlomo Zalman came over to him, he said they were a little too much levity. So he says, boys, were you Somek Ge'ulah Tefillah this morning? Is that why you're so happy? Based on this Gemara. All right, he says the smile didn't leave him the whole day when he was Somek Ge'ulah Tefillah. Heichi Matzi Samach. What do you mean? And now we're going to have a few lines that we had already. Some of them. Heichi Matzi Samach. How could you do Do we really do Smichas Ge'ulah Tefillah? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan B'tchilah Hu Amar Hashem Espasai Tiftach L'Bsofar Amiyil Rasim Refi. Rabbi Yochanan says, you say Hashem Espasai Tiftach before davening. So there's a break between Gal Yisrael and Barechat Hashem. Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach. So Amar Belazer, no. Tei B'tfilah Shal Arvis. No, you're right. Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach, you only say at Ma'ariv. You shouldn't say it at Shachris. And you don't have to be so good with Tfilah at night time. Where says born with Zamachokas about that? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeo Ben Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan said earlier we had on Daf Dalid, who is a Ben Olam Haba? Zeh Somek Ge'ulah Shal Arvis, L'Tfilah Shal Arvis. By the way, even if some is Somek Ge'ulah Tfilah by Ma'ariv. So you can't say Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach is only by night. You need it by night also. Elar Abazet, Ezeo Ben Olam Haba, Mincha. Okay, Mincha. Shachris and Arvis, you need to say Ge'ulah Tfilah. Only say Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach by Mincha. So Rav Ashi Amar, no. What do you mean? Afil Tema Kulhu. Even if you say Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach, by all of them it's not a hefsek. The Kibin Tekavua Rabbanan B'Tfilah K'Tfilah Richta Damya. Once Rabbanan said it's part of Tfilah, it's like an elongated Tfilah, it's not a hefsek. Dilo Tema Achi Arvis Hechi Matzi Samech. If you don't say this, what do you do by Ma'ariv? Habay Lamei Mahashkivenu. That's even bigger hefsek. We said at the beginning of the daf, Hashkivenu, beginning and the end, that if you say Kriya Shema all the way in the morning, you can't say Hashkivenu. But generally, we do say Hashkivenu. So Hashkivenu, isn't that a hefsek? So we say, El Kibin Zekhinu Rabbanan, Hashkivenu Kigula Richta Damya, just like we say Hashkivenu is not a hefsek. Because Hashkivenu, remember we said a couple days ago, Rabbi Yonah says, was written Bizman HaGeula, therefore it's Geula Richta. Hachinami Kibin Zekavua Rabbanan, Betvila Ketvila Richta Damya. So too, Hashem is Fasai Tiftach is not a hefsek. Fine. So therefore, we say Hashem is Fasai Tiftach by all the tefillos. But Kishem Hashem Ekra is not in Shas to say here. It's not quoted here. That's why Kishem Hashem Ekra we only say when there's no smicha school tefillah. We say it by mincha, we say it by musaf, we say it by ni'ilah. There's no smicha school tefillah there. But by shachris and mincha, we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra, we just say Hashem is Fasai Tiftach. A few more lines. Michdi. Hi, Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi. So beautiful lashon. Yil Ratzon Hashem. My words should be Ratzon for you. Mashma LaBasof Mashma Meikara. That's a beautiful thing to say at the beginning or at the end of Shmona Esrei. Meikara Debeina LaMeimar. Meikara. My time at Tiknuha Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Let me start again. Michli. Hi, Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi. Mashma LaBasof Mashma Meikara Debeina LaMeimar. My time at Tiknuha Rabbanan LaAcha Yudches Brachos LaMer Meikara. It's a beautiful pasuk to say at the beginning or at the end of Shmona Esrei. Why do we say it at the end of Shmona Esrei? Yul Rasson. So Amr of Yehuda, Breda, Shemim Pazi, Ho below Amru David, El Acher Yudches Parshios. Because in Tehillim, Yul Rasson is the last pasuk of Mizmor Yutes. Right? Hashem Slaving for El Masim Acher Rakia. Yul Rasson Mifiyeg Hashem Sivu Goali. That's the last pasuk in Yutes. Chaf is Yad Hashem Yom Sara. That's Rashi said a few days ago. That's the mucker for Smichas Gula Tfila. Hashem Sivu Goali. Yad Hashem Yom Tzara. That's why some say there's no Tzvila 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 on Shabbos. Remember from a couple days ago. But says the Gemara, because David HaMelech said it at the end of the 18th Kapitel in Tehillim. So we see it at the end of the Brachas. L'fichas, t'kinei Rabban Alach Yudches Brachas. So the Gemara says, how do you chas Yutes Havyin? Right, what do you mean after the 18th? That David HaMelech said it at the end of the 19th. That's the end of Kapitel Yutes. And we're saying this at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, right, which is 18 brachas. Marsha says, okay, Bismana Zed, there's no question, because we have 19 brachas, fits in perfectly. But Bismana, over here, the Gemara is assuming there's only 18. So Ashri Ha'ish, V'la Marok Shugayim, Chada Parshahi. Now really, the first two parshias in Tehillim are really one parsha. And we're going to discuss tomorrow why they are one parsha. Okay, so let's stop here.